One big part of that, Kylan Griffin joins us here on the program. Kylan, welcome. Glad to have you here. How are we doing today?
I'm doing great, man. Thankful to be here.
You turn on the tape. Losses, tough, man, tough. But you turn on the tape defensively. There's got to be a lot to like. What was that like as you guys are sort of grinding through it yesterday on that side of the football?
I think it was really good confirmation. I think we didn't, none of us had any doubt heading into the game of how we were going to play. I think we've been prepping really good from spring on to this point. And I think it's going to continue to grow. I think we're going to be really special, really good, man.
You're in that safety rotation, and you lose Khalil out of there, and still, it did not seem like there was a huge drop-off, which if you'd asked me before the game, I'd say, if Barnes isn't out there, you're going to miss him because he's a super valuable player. How would you assess you guys in particular in that group and doing your jobs as a part of this defense?
Well, we're all really close, and I think because of that, we all want to see each other succeed. There is no there's only uplifting in the group. I don't want anybody to not be ready when their time is called. So I think, and I don't think I'm just speaking on my end. I think that's for the whole group, really the whole team. So I think that really played a big part. You know, if something like that happens, somebody goes down, the next guy's ready and he's gonna complete the job.
What is it? You've been here a long time. What is it about Tom Allen that stands out to you?
I think his intensity really stands out. I mean, he's yelling on good plays and bad plays. I mean, he's gonna squeeze out every ounce of talent that he knows you have, ounce of effort that he knows you can give, and he really knows what he's doing, man. He really can bring out the energy in the team, even on the bad days. He's getting it and he's bringing it out.
When a new coordinator comes in, a lot of times guys are looking to the older players to sort of set the tone. Is this somebody we can accept? Is this something that we're going to have some problems with? What was that transition like from your perspective as somebody who you played snaps, you started games, you've been in every role, and one of the leaders on this team? What was that transition like for you?
I think it was pretty smooth, man. Like from day one, Coach Allen came in. He got to know all of us, met with each and one of us. And he knew our strengths and weaknesses before he even saw us and knew how to pronounce our names from the film. And he met with us and told us how to get better. And then first day of practice, I think everybody on the team noticed that, yeah, this guy's special. He really knows what he's doing. And he really had our trust from first practice. I don't think nobody doubted him at all.
Visiting with Kylan Griffin here on the program, we talked about the defense and the group, but you specifically, how do you feel like you performed in the snaps you got?
I feel like I performed pretty well, honestly, man. And that environment, you know, is real easy to let the environment raise your play, you know, get your heart rate growing. But I think I was pretty calm. I think I played really good, honestly.
What is the difference between the win and the loss? What are the things that showed up when you guys are looking at film that you feel like, hey, we clean this up, we get a different result on Saturday?
I think it's just a margin of a few plays. A few plays can really change the narrative of a game. And I think everybody had their own plays, including me. I wish I had some plays that I could take back, but I think it's just a couple plays that you could really just clean up and come out with a W instead of L.
Your coach said he was very pleased with the tackling and the run fits and the things that I think were sort of common refrains last year. Is that what you guys experienced? Is that what you saw? Do you feel satisfied in that regard as a defense?
Yeah. I feel like we improved extremely well in those areas. There's always room to improve, but I think that is a real area that we needed to correct, and we did.
No doubt about it. Hey, a couple more for you, and we'll let you run. I'm curious, is there anything you want to get done this year, individually? Anything that stands out to you, like as far as like stuff you want to accomplish personally this season?
No, not really. I mean, I have my goals, but I know the amount of talent all around the team the knowledge that the strength, I mean the staff has. And I really just want us to be the team that I know we can be, that I know everybody in the facility knows we can be. You know, I want to play my part, do my part, and you know, execute on the field and all. But I just, at the end of the day, I don't want this team to not live up to the potential that I think everybody knows we have.
All right, final one. You're a Paul Journey ambassador. This is Paul Journey week. We're going to be talking Paul Journey today. What has Paul Journey meant to you?
Paul Journey means everything to me, man. It's really a huge reason I got here. And at first, the first year, I didn't really get the grasp of what it was. But the longer I've been here, they've really opened my eyes for what's after ball. And I thank them so much for that. They helped me extremely. In every way possible, really. I can't even begin to tell you. We'll be here all day, but they do so much. They do so much behind the closed doors, and I appreciate them a lot.
Colin Griffin, we appreciate the time today. Thanks so much. Best of luck going forward, and enjoy the weekend. Ready for Troy.
Thank you. God bless.
All right, that is Colin Griffin. Short